The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, boys. We're at Trinitas. We are live. And over and out. Yeah, Mr. Sinatra. Joe Piscopo, live from Elizabeth, New Jersey, from the lobby of the Trinitas Regional Medical Center, and I'm kind of on my own. You know, the more you do, and by the way, happy to be here. Come on down. I am excited because I am a hypochondriac. This is a great medical facility. Gary Horan is here. The CEO is right here, front and center. If I go down, I have a place to go, and I'm very excited about that. Doug is standing by. I needed the name of the doctor that was kind enough to talk to me in the ER last time I was here. He was great. What's his name? Yeah, Lafitia, the Italian guy. I love it. We need more Italians, Gary, if you don't mind. Thank you. It's great to see you. Thank you for having us. The CEO, Gary Horan, Doug is here, and everybody is here from Trinitas. So we got a great show for you. When I have to tell you, first and foremost, thank you for listening. Happy Friday, 6:07, Friday, May 14th. You know, when I started on this journey on the radio, into our eighth year, you know, and I'm thinking like, this is radio. Cool. It really is, and I mean this with the greatest of respect and admiration. It's grunt work, and it's like the kind of the lower rung of the ladder of, I don't even know if you want to say entertainment, you know. Andy's listening and laughing. But thanks, Andy, for setting us up, doing a great job here today. But, you know, you come in, and it's not like I'm thinking, well, is someone going to meet me at the door? I just came from South Dakota. Someone met me there. They take you on stage. They walk you through anything you need, Mr. Piscopo. Today, not so much. The team, they're all taking care of themselves. I barely have some coffee in front of me. So I said, wait a minute, what happened? And I parked totally illegally. Not only am I driving a politically incorrect, obnoxious SUV, I'm going to suck up as much gas as I possibly can right now because it's gone. You know that. So it's going to be gone. I'd say, give me this thing. And I just stuck it somewhere. It looked like it was maintenance. So I may have to work with maintenance, and I've done that before. So I'm happy to do it. So I walk in. I went, wow. So we're kind of here on our own. But what I love about it is the friendships that you make. And Trinitas has been a friend for many, many years through my friend Vic Richel, one of my dearest friends. So it's that I've never seen, you know. And I'm joking about radio, how it is. I'm not. It's grunt work going through the hours that we do. But it's great to walk in and to be here. I have been here before, and to have our friends here. And it's great. And that's why we're here, to show our appreciation to Trinitas Regional Medical Center for always being there for us. By the way, I tell you, this is not an outright plug. This is your local hypochondriac talking. If you need some place to go, this is a place you want to be. They're quick. It's so clean. You know, Everybody knows I'm a germaphobe, you know. But it's so clean, and it's just so welcoming and so warm at Trinitas. And they took over the whole area in such a big way. And even greater things are coming to this medical facility. So stay tuned. But our sincere thanks and to Frankie Volpe for putting us all together, certainly to Gary and Doug and the whole team here at Trinitas. So we got a whole show for you today. We're going to talk to Gary Horan, the boss, in a moment. We're going to talk with Lisa List, Director of Volunteer Services. Volunteer Services at Trinitas. This is the best of Jersey, I'm telling you right now. Hey, by the way, you can call us 877-970-2999 already. People are calling in. Congressman Mike Kelly is going to join us from Pennsylvania. Love this guy. Love this guy. He is so... he's such a peaceful patriot, liberty loving gentleman. And we're going to take a look at what's going on down there after Liz Cheney left her House leadership role. And is Elise Stefanik going in, or is she going to have some resistance? So we'll see in that regard. You know, Yocasta Corona, the stroke director at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You know, it's so funny because you worry. Do you worry? I always worry. We're going to tell you preventative steps to avoid strokes. I got to tell myself that. I've been going at a pace this week like I've never seen before. Like I've never done before. Like, and I love it. I love it. But like the docs tell me, Joe, you can't just keep pushing yourself because God forbid something can happen, right? So we're going to talk to Yocasta Corona, stroke director, and I don't care. By the way, doesn't matter how old you are. It's a danger that we should all be aware of. So we're going to talk to Yocasta. John Catsimatidis. You know, John is the chairman and CEO of the United Refining Company and Gristiti Foods and host of Cats at Night and the Cats Roundtable on AM 970, The Answer, and the owner of Red Apple Media, Crosstown in New York. And we're going to talk about this pipeline crisis with Mr. Catsimatidis. The ransom paid to those hackers of the Colonial Pipeline, the ransom of $5 million was paid. And that was something that apparently the president knew about because they said, Mr. President, did you know about that? And, I mean, between you and I, respectfully, I don't know if he knows about a lot of things, but he says, I have no comment on that, which would indicate that the president knew we're paying off alleged Russian hackers. And I just, again, I don't want to get political today. We're just going to talk about getting you well and wellness. That's what we're going to talk about. But if the previous administration was in office, do you think anybody would be, have the gall or have the audacity to hack into a pipeline and then charge ransom for it? I don't think they would have done that. I think you know the answer to that. John Catsimatidis, our dear friend. He's best friends with Jerry Crowley, our boss. I love the family of radio. And you'll hear me talk about other personalities at other stations, you know. And it's a great family in New York radio. And we're proud to have John with us. And I know Mr. Crowley doubles down on that. Hey, Deneen Borelli, we love Deneen, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, advisor to Clout Hub. I'm going to talk to her about Clout Hub. This is huge. This is like one of these online, like a whole thing. And that's what I'm getting into today. I have a meeting later about creating like your own, destination to go. So I could tell you, rather, you know, when I say go to am970theanswer.com and then at 9:59 a.m., everybody scrambles out of here and goes home. You know, it's like, and you go, wait a minute. And so we're going to tell you a place where you can go, where you'll be able to go. Dr. Sal Savada, a psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavioral Health. They did that for me. I need some help. No, we're going to talk about the mood disorders program and importance of getting help when you need it. We will talk to Dr. Savada about the increase in opioid deaths and things that have been caused by what? Yes, this coronavirus. So we'll talk to Dr. Savada about that. Dr. Michael Sabosky. By the way, if you're a hypochondriac like I am, you will be in your glory all day. The guys took care of me. They know I'm in my glory. Dr. Sabosky is an internist at Trinitas. And we're going to talk about the Wound Center, which is so amazing what they've done. World famous, by the way. Then we will talk with Colonel Jack Jacobs. He is a legend. He is a hero. He's a retired colonel in the United States Army and a Medal of Honor recipient for his actions during the Vietnam War. I'm in awe of Jack Jacobs, not only for his valor and his courage and commitment to this great country, but because he's such a down-to-earth Brooklyn Jersey guy, you know? And we're going to talk about this Israel conflict. It looks like, we had reported on this show 2 days ago, it looks like Israel's going in to Gaza, and things are just getting worse, and no one is in charge. Dr. Vipin Garg, director of Trinitas Sleep Center. Oh, Al, we got people here from the Sleep Center. This is good. And so we'll be talking about that, because you could go down there. I love that. That it's at the Homewood Suites Hotel. Yeah. Thank you, Albert. Down over there in right next to Al. Matter of fact, Al insists that you stop by his house for dinner.
No, I don't insist. I don't insist on that. No, but you should get checked if you have.
I want to go. I just want to go to go. I want to go to the Sleep Center. Here. Can I go, Doug? Could you get me there?
Sure, we can.
You know, I'll go and I'll sleep. I'll be a little subconscious. People staring at me, but it'll be good. How many people stare at you? Two or three?
It's two or three, but you don't see them. They're not in the. They're not in the room with you. They're in another room monitoring you.
No one climbs in the bed with you.
No. Nobody reads your bedtime story.
Let me look at your head. No.
You do your normal, you know.
Cookies and milk. I want cookies and milk. I want that. I need to be pampered, Al. I've been running crazy all week. I need a little help. Hey, Joe on the radio, Mr. Gattulo is live. Rumor had it. And Joe Sebelius is here. Joe, you with us, buddy? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm alive.
We're driving this kid crazy.
He'll be here
another week or so. Yeah. And then he's going to go back to Philly. Hi. How are you?
Hey, am I fired? Is that what this is?
Not at all. We can't go on without you, Joey. Come on.
Thanks.
So, Albert, I rumor had it that you weren't coming here today.
I don't know where you heard that rumor from.
Didn't he say yesterday, I'm not going to go there. Do I have to go?
You know, Joe, I plead the fifth. There's no right way to answer this.
I live Sibelius. 16 minutes from here.
Sibelius is so afraid of Al Gattulo.
He's not afraid of me.
Why am I in the middle of you two guys? No.
There's
afraid.
A reason for that.
He's afraid you're going to blow up and say,
no.
Do you know who I am? I'm Al Gattulo.
No.
I'm Al Gattulo.
I have been trying to advise Joe Sibelius on improving his broadcast career.
Yeah.
Oh.
In terms of things to do.
I got news for you. This kid, we'll be working for this kid.
Probably.
What, 7 years, probably. 5 years.
But maybe? I live 15 minutes from here. Why would I not show up here?
You're inviting us back to your house?
No, I'm not. I have to drive to Red Bank after this. I have to go see the lawyer.
You know, just as an aside, I don't know, for Crazy Friday, we'll go with Debbie in a second. You have your in-laws with you make up, and I hear that a lot now. So I don't want to mention name, but I have a friend, and he goes, same exact thing. He said, you know what? We all moved in together, and we all got a place together, and the in-laws were taking care of them. Al, I couldn't. God bless you.
Listen, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah,
I did not want
to
see them. I didn't want to see them in a trailer in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, which is where my brother-in-law was.
They have nice trailers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can't afford it. And then what's going to happen in a year from now? Yeah. We'd have to go back out there and get them and bring them back. Wow, so it was just easier to buy a little bit of a bigger house. They have pretty much the run of the first floor, and that's fine.
I love you. I'm so impressed with you. I love you even
Thank
more.
Thank you. But my wife needs to get out of my man cave so she can get
She's
into
still
her office. Yeah. And you know what she said to me last night? She goes, I think it's time now that I should get in there. I'm like, yeah, because it's only been since November since we've moved in, and it's now May.
Yeah. Should have given your wife the trailer. That would have been the move.
Right. Thank you, Joe. If I want to stay married, I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Sibelius.
No, but she has a nice little room off the living room that she could have as her office with a closed door, and she's got a desk in there already. She's just, I need to find a comfortable chair and this, that.
You're going to lose your chair?
Let's go. Yeah. No. I have my chair. But I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's get moving here.
Well, listen, a nurse was on the front lines throughout the whole pandemic, so we always support.
Her job is even more critical now, because what she does is, let's say you're in the hospital. You come out of the hospital. She follows you for the next 4 weeks.
What?
To make sure that you have your medicines, that you're making your appointments, that you're, if you need a home health aide, she's facilitating all those things to help you, to set you up. It's their, the company that she works for, it's to keep you out of the hospital, which is as important as being at a hospital to get treated.
Yeah, that's, and we're at really, truly one of the best here at Trinitas Regional Medical Center, and they do the exact same thing. I've seen it all. You'll hear about it.
Right.
So it's a wellness show today, and it's a thank you to our dear friends at Trinitas for being with us on the radio. I can't tell you how grateful we are, because we have a great family here, you know. Most important, you're there. And we love that you listen every single morning, you know. So we're here, we're up, we're at 'em. It's Friday. There's a lot to get into. I can't even tell you. I have such a busy day, but let's break with Debbie. And I see the phone calls. I'll go there in a second. Debbie, miss you. We miss you. You know, I know you were here last time with us, I believe, Deb. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes. Next time, I'll definitely be there.
No, listen.
You know, without a doubt.
All I know is I have every doctor known to man and woman here in front of me on a list, and I am in my glory. So I don't even need Sibylla to come up with questions. You know, I got everything. I got you know me. So
yes.
How you doing, Deb? All right. You hanging in?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Yep, getting by, and thanks for all the love and support from everybody. I've been hearing from so many of our listeners,
they love you. They love you. We're thinking about you.
Mimi reached out from, Italy, and Mimi and Camille.
Wow.
Her from Marianne and Tony, and just so many wonderful
people.
Yeah,
Marianne and Tony have been...
Guy and Bernadette reached out. So many wonderful people, you know.
Guy
so
and Bernadette.
Really
she knows, you know, we're like husband and wife. You're like the wife that remembers everything. And I forget. I can't believe you remember every single name of everybody who went to Italy. By the way, let's go again.
Yes.
Make it safe, and we're going to be there sooner than later. Debbie Duhaime is looking out for you. We are here. We are locked. We are loaded. We're at Trinitas. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock Friday, May 14th. Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. Westbound belt slowing down up by Lefferts Boulevard. Busy right now on the Van Wyck northbound getting up toward Liberty Avenue. That's a disabled vehicle. Throgs Neck Bridge. Watch for that long-term construction slowing you down just a bit this morning. Inbound GWB is moving okay. The outbound GWB, that ramp to the Palisades Parkway construction till 2:30 today. Inbound Lincoln 10. Holland Tunnel is actually moving along okay. Taking a ride out to Forest Ave by Route 4 in Paramus. Some down cables to watch out for. And traffic is slowing down on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound by Exit 8. It looks like an accident in the car lanes. It's off on the shoulder, so watch out for a brake check heading down through that area. 84 westbound by the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. You will love these My Slippers. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
The world has changed a lot over this past year. If you are turning 65 or currently on Medicare, Assurance can help you get confidence in knowing you have the health care coverage you need. Chat with a licensed insurance agent for a free, no-obligation Medicare Advantage Plan consultation with Assurance at 833-374-0366. That's 833-374-0366 or assurance.com/radio. Together, Assurance can help recommend a Medicare Advantage Plan that is right for you.
Fall in love with Finding You.
What brings you to Ireland, Finley Sinclair?
I'm looking for something real.
Critics are calling it a total delight.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited.
And the best romantic comedy in years.
I can't wait to see it all.
If you like Notting Hill, you'll love Finding You.
It's amazing.
Finally something we can agree on.
Finding You, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, I like this look. You like with the shades. It's kind of cool, right? Everybody digging that? I like that thing. I'll do that. Do that. I'm taking a selfie. Wait, I can't. Wait, stay with me. I'm laughing. He's making me laugh.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. I'll post that.
Thank you.
Al just photobombed me in my selfie from Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Hey, have you called Susan yet? Will you call Susan for Rhino Shield? This time of the morning, look what time it is. It's so early, 6:24. I would be driving around back in the day before my radio days. I'd be driving around, and then I'd be picking the kids up. And then they'd be at a variety of schools, you know, and I would go get the kids. And I really dedicated myself last 20 years to my children, you know. And proudest thing I've done, you know. Frankie V in the house! Hiya, Frankie. Thank you for everything. Look, you're a big-time sales executive. You're the boss. You're the boss, and you're bringing me. Yeah, Joe, take a note. Take a note. You see the humility of this man?
Yes.
That he brought me? Where was the breakfast from my executive producer of the program?
Well, he paid for it.
Pay for it and order it yesterday.
Okay, thank you. So I'd be driving around, and then I would hear, I keep telling you, I would hear John Gambling, the great John Gambling, Gentleman John, on one of Mr. Crowley's stations, and he would talk about Rhino Shield. I go, yeah, well, oh, that's great. Isn't that nice? Oh, great. Will you please call? Because I know you're listening and you hear me say it. Best thing I've ever done for my house. I'm telling you, and no matter where I go, and I walk around the house, and I go, wow, look at that. And I really do that because I'm such a geek. Wow, look how good that is. That's a Rhino Shielded house. And I don't have to paint it again. I don't have to call Michael. Hey, Michael, what are you doing? I'm rehearsing, Dad. Could you come over and paint the house? You know, so none of that anymore. Here's the number for Rhino Shield for your home. It's good for 25 years. Don't forget. Like, it was so funny with Bill O'Reilly yesterday. He says, Joe, you can't crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. That is the goal. Not so much for yourself, but for your house, yes. And Rhino Shield is that ceramic coating, looks like paint, seals, waterproofs your house, wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, or block it sticks to. And Susan, this is the beauty of it all. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for an entire year, and you can call for a free estimate, and you will love Susan, all right? So it's 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. I know you're driving around. I know you're thinking about it. Why don't you make the call like I didn't do, and I wish I did do all those years ago. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, yeah. Come on, bring me up, bring me up. Now we're standing. Now
watch
we're dancing.
Me. James!
Watch
come
me.
On. I got
bring it. Up there. Andy, give me some volume so I can go even more deaf.
I got it.
Now,
hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Godfather of soul, James Brown. That is the man.
I got soul.
Do you hear me?
And I'm super bad.
You hear that one riff? That one riff? And then he comes back?
I got a move.
You hear that?
That tells me what to do. Sometimes I do.
That's James.
Oh, with 100%, without a doubt.
And I, now, when sometimes I say to my son, Joe, Michael, I go, hey, Mikey, can you play James? And he can nail James. And they look for
great.
The great James Brown right there.
I'll tell you, his Instagram videos, your son's, is they are
you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Good
by the grace of God. Let me tell you what happened today. What's going to happen today. So we're going to do our show here. By the way, I'm excited about the show at Trinitas because we'll be talking about every medical thing you can actually talk about. I am in my glory, so we'll be addressing that. Congressman Mike Kelly, Colonel Jack Jacobs, and you always at 877-970-2999. But I go from here. I go visit Mama, and then I'm going. Michael's got. Listen to this, Al. You're gonna love this. Gig. He's got a gig this afternoon.
Nice.
Like a 2-hour gig with his band, right?
Right.
And then where's he going?
Bang.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm telling
good.
You.
Then, good.
Then listen, he's going to his prom.
Awesome.
Oh,
would you have
nice.
Worked before your prom? I probably would have done it.
Nah.
I would have picked up the sanitation in the morning and then probably done a work, maybe. But yeah, in radio, of course you would have.
Well, right? I was a mascot when I was in high school, so I would have been hot and sweaty,
boy.
And I would have smelled like the restaurant. Would have gone over well with the date.
Mm. What was the restaurant mascot?
Red Robin.
Oh, you were?
I was the Red Robin, yes.
You know what's going to be great? When you're big and famous, they'll be showing that picture all over.
Oh, right. So I hope so. Yeah. My A&E biography.
So I'm going to go down, and I said, Mikey, because I want to see the kid in his tuxedo with his girlfriend there for the prom.
Sure.
And they did. He's going to kill me for telling you this. They did a promposal. You have to. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So
one of these video things where you get asking the girl, right?
I go,
right.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You got to, don't forget, you're going to do that when you get married. You're going to do it now. You're rehearsing now. Right. What's going on? The promposal. He writes a song.
Now that's the move. That's the move.
I said, Mikey, my boy. And so he was great. And it was so cute to see. Cut to years ago when we were at the wedding of Kimberly and I sang her a song, and it wasn't Kimberly. It was really actually a great song. I can't find a copy of it anywhere, by the way. And it was a great song that I sang to her while she was at the center of the dance floor, and I whisked her off her feet, and I danced her around, and she still left me. So I said, Mikey, don't get your hopes too high, but it's good. It's a good start. It's a good start like that, you know? So, thank you. Are you getting buzzed on my phone there, Andy? I'm sorry. Yeah, I should not put that there. You'd think I would know that by now. Hey, so that's good. So anyway, we'll be going around, and then that's it, and then... You know, it's the weekend.
That's good.
Maybe relax tomorrow. Maybe.
Maybe. I'll be eating barbecue and drinking beer.
Yeah, I know. See, this is what I want to be like, Al.
Well, I'm judging an event in Morristown. It's the first time that, this is important. The CDC is saying that you don't have to wear masks anymore outdoors and indoors if you're fully vaccinated.
Is anybody listening to the,
Well, I mean, again, you have to follow
the medical community. We got to be nice.
But again, you have to follow the state regulations. Right. So they're saying it, but it's not guidance. The New Jersey and New York have said, we're reviewing it. We're not making a decision yet. But tomorrow I'm going to be at an event where it's going to be outdoors. First time we're having, there's more than, 10 people in an open field where they're going to be serving alcohol and obviously in barbecue and stuff. And I'm judging the event.
Give it a plug. Can we plug it?
Well, it's in Morristown, in Menin Park.
You getting paid?
No. I get paid because I get to go and I get to eat and drink for free. So that's my payment. No, the woman who's doing it, she's a dear friend and she owns two small businesses and has been having a very rough time during the pandemic. The bigger issue that she's having is hiring people. That's part of the problem. A lot of people don't want to work because they're collecting unemployment. They're making a lot more in unemployment with the extra payments. So she's having a very tough time trying to get people to even work in her two places that she owns.
I'm telling you, I've never seen this before. And, with me, we had Mo passed away.
Right.
So rest her soul. Miss her.
You can still use that.
Right. Miss her.
You can still use that as an excuse.
Yeah. Can I?
Searching. Looking for a new assistant.
Yeah. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Do you know I'm still looking?
No, because when they go, well, Joe, you were supposed to be my assistant. Died. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. Now, she died a year and a half ago, but that's all right.
Rest in peace. You would love that sense of humor because it's exactly right.
Right.
Oh, I'd love to be there.
I'd love to be there.
Did I not call
dropped.
You back? Do I not have another Zoom meeting? Did I not get to the Zoom my assistant? What happened? Well, she passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is there anything we can do?
So, rest in peace, Mo. We miss you every single day.
Absolutely.
But then Big Mike helped me out,
right.
And he wanted to be a police officer, and he met, he meets Ray Kelly, legendary Ray Kelly,
right.
And Jimmy O'Neill, and he gets all pumped up, and now he's a cop doing such a great job, and I'm so proud of him. So
excellent.
Proud that he had the courage to go into
Good
law
kid.
Enforcement. Meantime, daddy's without anybody now.
But to
your point, you can't find people like that.
Well, that's part of the problem. So, you have people collecting federal unemployment. Then you have the state, unemployment, which they're giving you extra money on top of it. Now, I think a lot of people are not aware, hey, it's great to be sitting home and collecting $800 a week. But guess what? At the end, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. So if you haven't made provisions to put money aside, you're going to get socked with a big bill come the end of the year. By the way, you have until Monday to file your taxes. They extended it a month. May 17th is the cutoff for 2020 taxes. But this is a bigger problem within, getting the jobs market up and running. A lot of people that I have talked to and a lot of small businesses are having a very tough time, even filling the most, I don't want to say menial of positions, but they can't get dishwashers, they can't get servers, they can't get all these people. This is a big problem.
At least they know what they're doing down in Washington. Oh, that's right. Hey, 6:33, Joe on the radio. I'll tell you what we're going to do.
You know what? But you bring up a great point. The fact that the CDC Wednesday night at 9 o'clock apparently told the White House that they were going to make this announcement yesterday at 2 o'clock to say we're going to tell people that if you're fully vaccinated.
Mr. President?
Huh? Yeah, huh?
Could you wake up?
Come on, man.
They were not – the White House was not prepared for it and had to scramble.
I want to sleep another hour. Just need a little more sleep.
But what I'm saying is the White House had to scramble
so
to get the president up to speed as to what was going on and why they were making this announcement so soon.
Yeah, yeah. No, and now they're criticizing the CDC for doing this. You know, I got to tell you, if you I'm a hypochondriac, I'll wear the mask. I'm on a plane from now on for the rest of my life. I'm wearing a mask.
Well, you're still going to have to wear it on the plane. You're still going to have to wear it on the plane, and that's okay. But my issue is this. When are we going to get fully back to normal? If you are fully vaccinated, now the Yankees are having an issue, and I don't know if you know this. There's eight people on the team, including Gleyber Torres, who have COVID-19. Gleyber had COVID, is fully vaccinated, and still got infected again.
Yeah.
So they're talking this is like a super spreader event or, you know, a one-of-a-kind thing.
Should we wear masks here? Should we have masks?
I would think that we should have masks on, but we're, you and I are fully vaccinated.
Look at the Italian guy. Yeah. Look at the Italian guy, Volpe. Yeah. Look at him. Hey, this guy, you know, he no man. Well, I dare you ask me that. How dare you ask me that?
That is the look. That is the look that Frank gave.
If there's a virus that comes to me, I swear to God, I'm going to rip that virus's throat out. Don't even. You think the virus is going near this guy? Opie Silver Tiger, go ahead. Come on. Give it to me. All right?
The point is, you can't be too careful. However, I did see a study yesterday that said out of 113 million people that have been fully vaccinated in the United States, about a little over 9,200 have gotten reinfected with COVID, which if you do the math, and I'm not bright in math, it's less. It's about a tenth of a percent. It's not that big.
Does anybody like matching masks?
That's nice.
Do you like
very
that?
Nice.
I have my Idala Bertuna and Cammons mask if you want me to wear it.
Hard to give,
quick plug for Arthur.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is Friday. We are at the Trinitas Regional Medical Center in beautiful Elizabeth, New Jersey. And it's busy, and folks are coming in, coming out. We are so proud to be here. It's so great. You know what? It's a thank you. We want to show our respect and love to Trinitas for always being there for us, and they are always there for you. We have a litany of top-notch docs that we're going to talk about. So if you're anything like me and you worry about your health, and I'm being kind, you know, and if you're like a hypochondriac like yours truly, you know what? You can have all the answers today, and we'll let you call in as well. Matter of fact, I see the calls up already. Wow. If you hold right there, we're going to go to Al. We'll go to the calls, 877-970-2999. Hey, it's Friday. Big Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Harassment is not making someone feel uncomfortable. That's according to Governor Cuomo, who faces multiple harassment claims. He made the comments as he faced questions about the state's attorney general's investigation into him. Cuomo claimed only one side of the story is being told, and one of Cuomo's accusers didn't take too kindly to his comments. Charlotte Bennett responded on Twitter, saying the governor propositioned me for sex. She says twice that Cuomo broke the law. New Jersey's youngest residents are already taking advantage of the coronavirus vaccine. Kids as age 12 to 15 went to Hackensack Medical Center only one day after the CDC gave Pfizer the thumbs up for this age group. The hospital held a clinic after school hours to honor the latest round of eligibility. Parents and family members were also in attendance, since anyone under the age of 18 must have parental consent. In sports, Rays beat the Yankees 9-1. The Yankees also announced that shortstop Gleyber Torres has tested positive for COVID-19. He previously had coronavirus and has been fully vaccinated, making this another breakthrough case. He remains in quarantine. Knicks over the Spurs by the final of 102-98. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening on the LIE westbound getting out toward Deer Park Avenue. We're getting reports of an accident there, so watch for a brake check. Stop and go traffic as you head to the Deegan southbound heading down toward the RFK Bridge. It's busy this morning on the Gowanus eastbound up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, pretty busy up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Watch for slowdowns on the northbound Van Wyck at Liberty Avenue. LIE westbound, a lot of volume out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound GWB is moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel 10 minutes. Holland Tunnel is still moving smoothly. Over on Forest Ave by Route 4 and Paramus, some down cables from an earlier problem to watch for. And taking a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike North by Exit 8, accident on the shoulder of the car lanes. Taconic South getting down toward 84 and East Fishkill, a disabled vehicle plus a minor accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the 70s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it's bringing a lineup of fantastic flavors like brownie batter or drumstick with peanuts. It's time for a red spoonful of summer adventure. Hurry in today and grab the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at your DQ. Happy tastes good. Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Ouch, ouch. Al's got his finger up. That's my Huey Lewis finger, by the way.
Is that right? Is that the finger that you used?
Yes,
that's nice.
We could do another selfie. I forgot to put it out there. Gary Horan, the boss, is going to join us momentarily. Can I tell you about my friend Iggy Giuffre and Route 22 Toyota? And if you're tired of dealing with dummies, you go to Route 22 Toyota. You will not have to deal with dummies, and there's social distancing there still, okay? So you can be safe. They're fogging vehicles, which I absolutely love. Then if you call, see, I like giving you the number. So you call, you say, look, I heard you on Joe's show, and they'll get you these incredible deals for qualified buyers, 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite models. Here's the number, 855-621-9949, all right? 855-621-9949. You can go ask for Alex Cancella. He's the general manager. No dummies. You could just get everybody's over there. Albert's been over there. Sister Carol over there. I keep telling you, my buddy Captain Frank, he's a tough guy. Hey, Joseph's Alex Cancella guy. I go, well, he's at Route 22 Toyota, Frank. And Frank went right over there, made a great deal, got his friends over there. Everybody's going. It's not too far from here on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, you know. So we invite you to phone 855-621-9949. As for Alex and the team, and I'm telling you what, you're going to get 0% interest or zero down leases, and they'll get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% APR financing up to 60 months. And again, those zero down leases. It's Route 22 Toyota, and it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, live from Trinitas Regional Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 641 on Friday. Great to be here. So I'm just proud. So my buddy Vic Richel is a dear friend and a mentor, and he says, hey, Joe, you've been down over there. This is his neck of the woods, you know, this part of Jersey. Hey, you been to Trinitas? I go, no, let's go down. We meet the good folks at Trinitas. I see all the wonderful things they have. I go into the wound center, and they have these hyperbolic kind of things that look like space-age medicine, and they take care of so many people. And you know what? In an area of New Jersey that is really kind of the foundation of the – that's one of the most densely populated areas in this great state, you know, and Trinitas stepped up. And the best is yet to come. So I appreciate my friend, Mr. Richel, taking us over here because now we have this great relationship with Trinitas. And so we wanted to invite, with respect, the CEO has done such a great job of Trinitas Regional Medical Center, Gary Horan, and he's the CEO. And they named the emergency room. Is that the emergency room after you?
Yes,
named?
It is.
Gary, it's the best emergency room I've ever seen.
That's what I say.
Yeah, it's great. And the germs, they suck the germs out.
Exactly.
Huh? It was great. Yeah. Hey, welcome. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Joe.
It's
good to be here.
So this is what. Tell us how you got started here, where we are, and you know what, where we're going, because I'm hearing things that it's going to get even bigger and better than ever.
It is. You know, Trinitas is the result of a merger which took place in 2000. There were once three hospitals in the city of Elizabeth, and now there's one through the merger. Through that period of time, over the last 20 years, and we just celebrated our 20th anniversary as being Trinitas, we have grown tremendously. We have added services. We have 10 centers of excellence, and we are looking forward to the merger with Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health, which should take place possibly by the end of this year.
Okay, that's huge. See, now, if you're, and again, this is, Barnabas is a huge, and Robert Wood Johnson, this is legendary in the medical arena in the great state of New Jersey. And so, do they come to you in a situation like that, can I ask? Do they come to you and they go, you guys are doing such a great job, we want you to be part of the team?
Well, it's really a mutual understanding and a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
We understand that RWJ Barnabas Health will help us in the future, and they understand that we fit into their strategic plan. They are very much involved in community and community activities and taking care of the social determinants of health, which are really a primary focus in healthcare today. So our missions are very similar,
yeah,
and it was a very good match.
Yeah. Hey, and congratulations on the vaccine distribution. That was great. I was so proud to be here. It was so quick. I've never seen it so orderly. And when I'm reading, you have 13,000 patients delivered. You delivered 23,000-plus vaccines. Is that right?
Almost 25,000 now.
Wow. Wow. And are you still distributing?
Yeah, we're still doing it. Our next one, we just finished up on Wednesday for second doses, and next Wednesday, we will be doing first doses with the Pfizer vaccine. So we expect to do another 1,000 next week.
And forgive me, Gary, I don't want to get into the weeds, but the monoclonal antibodies, you have that ability to treat someone in the emergency room with that?
Yes, we've treated about 300 patients in the emergency room with that.
Wow.
And the success rate is phenomenal.
For if they have the virus?
Yes, if they have it. And they get the monoclonal therapy in the emergency department, there's a good chance they will not have to be admitted, and they can go home.
Wow, right from the emergency room. This is monumental.
It's terrific. It really is.
Can I get it just to – can I get
– You can get it with your French toast.
It's so true that I hope is well done. I'm looking at it now. That is spectacular.
That is
so state of the art. And before we let you go, Mr. CEO, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, which is great. We have so many wonderful women that listen every single morning. That's the core of our beautiful family here on the radio. So God forbid you feel something you don't know, you can go to the Connie Dwyer Breast Center right here. And I'll tell you, they feel comfortable. You welcome every single woman that really literally walks through the doors.
That's correct. And it's a first-class environment. It's as good as you can get.
Yeah, and you get the top-notch docs. Remember, who did I walk with? I think I was with you, boss. I went walking around in the cancer center. You
know, yes.
The Trinitas Regional Medical Center, Comprehensive Cancer Center. And me having that thyroid cancer, everybody was so calm,
yep.
You know, getting the chemo and getting you use it when we talk about it on the air, the spiritual care.
Yes.
You know, because that's nowadays, right. God forbid, you get it. Like Al and I are living examples of that you could outlive the disease.
There's no question about it. It's so much better than it was years ago.
Yeah. Gary, we got to let you go. But before we let you go, sir, so you came in from where? You're a Jersey boy originally, right?
Yes, I'm a Jersey guy. And
from where? Where?
I grew up in Weehawken. I was born in Hoboken, grew up in Weehawken.
Look at you, that's great. You were born in where?
Hoboken.
And Frank Sinatra, you were born in what hospital? Was there a hospital right there in Hoboken?
Yeah, it was St. Mary's Hospital in Hoboken.
Not there now?
No, it's Care Point Hospital.
Yeah, I know. My hospital, General Hospital Center at Passaic. Remember Passaic General, they used to call it.
Yeah.
Not there. You too? You're born there too?
Yeah.
I like that. We like that, man. Gary, thank you. Thank you for – you know what? It's my wheelhouse to serve the communities, as I've been most of my life now, in the areas of this great state. The way Trinitas stepped up, and we've talked about it off mic before, it's magnificent what you've done and how this whole area has just totally been refurbished and built up.
Yep.
Thank you for that, my friend.
Thank you. We have a wonderful staff. It's a team effort.
Yeah, well, it comes from you, boss, so we appreciate it. Gary Horan.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, brother. Fist bump.
Thank you very much.
There. Hey, Gary Horan, CEO of Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I tell you, they're doing a great job over here. So God forbid you ever need something like that, you come on over to Trinitas. Let me grab, if I may, before we break, guys, Hank's been holding all morning. Hank, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, brother. What's on your mind this morning?
No problem, Joe. Yesterday, you kind of commented to somebody that you're still a novice on radio. How long were you on SNL?
Yeah, 4 years. 4 years.
All right, so you already got seven, almost 8 years on the radio.
Am I a professional? Does that make me a professional? A professional now?
Not a professional
Saturday Night Liver, but I'm a professional radio guy. So not so much a Saturday Night Live, but here. Okay, I got you. I hear what you're saying.
The way you present yourself, your knowledge, your compassion, you know, you got a kid. Stay safe,
you.
Joe.
Thank you, Hank. You too as well, my friend. Thank you so much. I got to go to – that's very, very kind. Thank you. Thank you. Charlie Finch, Professor Finch is on the airwaves. Charlie, how are you? Do you need anything? We're at Trinitas. Come on over, bud. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, all right?
I'm going to Bellevue for my blood treatments, but Connie Dwyer was a great Finch family friend in Bayhead in the
60s. Wow.
So, as I mentioned before – so quickly, Joe, Big Al mentioned the Biden stimulus. Do you remember when President Trump was lambasted by the haters and the fake news media for having Steve Mnuchin put his signature on the essential first stimulus checks when the COVID hit over a year ago?
Yesterday,
Joe, I went to my mailbox, and there's an official letter from the U.S. Treasury. I'm thinking, is it another check? Maybe it's the IRS, like Ralph Cram did. I didn't sign my return. No, it's a letter from Sleepy Joe Biden talking about these new unnecessary stimuluses that really boils me up. These hypocrites, right? And Israel is the only country in the world which has pockets of people that want to destroy them that they have to support legally that Biden is sending money to, right? Our money.
There it is.
Over to you, Colonel Jack Jacobs. I love you, and I love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Go get him, Charlie Finch. We love you. Right back. Right on the money, Charlie. It's so true, too. And let me go to Tom real quick. Tom, we got a break, but I wanted to get you on the air for a couple seconds. How are you, pal?
Hey, how are you guys? Everything's great. Thank you for doing such a great job at Trinitas. You're a great group of guys, and it's fantastic what you did.
Thank you, Tom.
You know, I just want to, you know, point out what Al was talking about lately and everybody else is talking about is hiring people. I mean, luckily yesterday I just finally found somebody. It took me about maybe a month and a half, and I got it through a friend of mine who owns a tow truck company because he made his kid go to work. And it's so difficult, Joe. And if you remember, you can go back on your show over the past, like, probably 2 years, I brought up that we're in competition not only with the government as far as today with the stimulus check, but we're in competition with the welfare system as well. And, you know, I pointed out and highlighted how many insurance policies they get, how much they get for their free rent, how much they get for everything. The government should not be involved in anybody's business. I understand people had a hard time, but, you know, hard times, you get a little help. But now it really is time to say goodbye, because this is how the government's starting socialism. Give everybody free money, make them believe it's theirs. Then you can't take it away from them. And then small business disappears. And then the business owner, who now is so reluctant to ever take a dollar from the government, now has to.
See, Tom, well said, my man. Well said, well done. Please listen, what Tom just said, that's exactly what's happening. It's a little bit of a reset, and that's exactly what the concerted effort is, in my opinion, coming out of Washington. Well said, Tom. Thank you so much. 651, got the best listeners, Deb, you know. They are so astute, so accurate. And so on top of everything. And Deb, we miss you, but thanks for being here this morning. Traffic-wise, it's Friday, so don't even think about it. How are we doing on the roads, Debbie? How are we doing?
Let's see what's happening. Well, if you're heading out toward Trinitas, 1 and 9 is moving okay through Elizabeth right now, Joe, as you head out toward the area of South. South is moving a little bit slowly right at South Pearl, getting out toward toward Trinitas. Let's see what's happening as you head to 18. 18 southbound on the brakes, getting down toward the New Jersey Turnpike, getting down through that New Brunswick area. And traffic moving slowly on 1 and 9 northbound, getting up toward Central Ave and Kearney. That's a disabled vehicle. Inbound GWB, that's 15 in. Lincoln 10, Holland Tunnel is moving okay. Slowdowns now at the RFK Bridge on the Bronx Span. It looks like you do have an accident reported. And the Cross Bronx eastbound out by the Sheridan, we're getting reports of a collision. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. LIE West at Deer Park Ave, an accident just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join us for the Safe Money Radio Show, Saturday afternoon at 3. You can also call now for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and 115-page Safe Money book at 844-751-SAFE. That's 844-751-SAFE. 844-751-7233. The Safe Money Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Tom Suozzi from New York's 3rd Congressional District about his effort to fully restore New York's state and local tax deduction in order to help middle-class families living in high-income areas. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. A warm day with a high of 74. Patchy clouds tonight, though 55 at Midtown. 41 to 46 in the coolest suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. For tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds. There can be an afternoon shower, the high 74. Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine with a shower around mainly later, the high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe Lundberg, Joe Piscopo on the radio. This is so funny. So I got all my French toast, and it's great. And not that I'm picky, but I'm picky. And I have to have real maple syrup. So now I have this stuff that's called breakfast syrup. This is the worst thing you could possibly put into your body. So now on my car across the street, I have got honey. So I got all natural honey. So
I said, nice. Sibeli, am I rocking him too much? He's not listening. He's walking across, getting the car. I got my remote. Should I watch this? I'm going to open the back. I could do it remotely.
Let's hope it opened.
I know.
I could see Joe getting arrested in the parking lot. Now that would be funny.
I love the kid. He's a good kid. But he doesn't.
We caught the red-headed bandit.
Hello, Joe. I'm at the local police precinct. Apparently,
can you bail me out?
No, we can't. I gotta go in the air. I'll be right back, Joe. Yeah. Hey, Relief Factor is that Pete and Seth Talbot, my personal friends who I've known like forever. I've really known them a long, long time, and I'm so proud to have them on the show as well. You know, so what I love is 100% drug free. What I love is a powerful combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. And I love that it has Relief Factor has four 100% drug-free ingredients that target your body's inflammation to give you such wonderful relief. Look at me. Look at my age. I went on the three-week quick start. Boom. 1995. 5 days out of pain. Out of pain in 5 days. So give yourself 3 weeks. But now I'm running around the country. I'm running around. I got my radio bag, which is like 100 pounds, whatever it is, you know. If you need anything, by the way, you let me know because I got it in my bag, you know. And I attribute most of that. Joey, well done, my friend. Thank you so much, Joe. And I really attribute the pain-free lifestyle that I have to Relief Factor. And I want you to do the same, all right? ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384. Oh, we got great music today. That's right. Matt's running the music. Oh, hi, Al.
You know, I can't wait until I take off next month.
I know, and I'm not here. Oh, right. My God. Now, right. You know what? The music has improved dramatically over the
Thank
last
you.
Because I think you heard me say something on the air.
I did.
That was great. Matt Sambola running the board. By the way, if you want to give us a call, look at the calls just blowing up, and we love you for that. 877-970-2999. Albert is to my right. Joey Sibilia. Thank you, Joey. You found that?
Yes.
And I'll lock. Let me lock this up. Oh, it's pretty fancy stuff. Was the back open?
It opened.
I did it myself. Isn't that
very
cool?
Very nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Joe. And Lisa List, Director of Volunteer Services at Trinitas, will join us. Congressman Mike Kelly in the next hour. You know, John Catsimatidis on the show. What's going on? Now they're like blackmailing, holding hostage, the oil companies hostage. What is going on in America? Where's the quote-unquote free press, for crying out loud? Colonel Jack Jacobs, he is the man. He is a true hero. And Joe Piscopo, live from Elizabeth, New Jersey, Trinitas Regional Medical Center. And we're coming right back.